Profile series. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. This is the Xavier Worthy episode. John, we'll try not to move through this episode too fast because Xavier Worthy certainly is fast, as everybody found out at the combine. But we've been watching him for a while, John. I mean, Xavier Worthy, he's a guy who's been towards the top of the rookie big board Devy rankings for years. He broke out as a true freshman. I don't want to steal your thunder here, you know, by leading into the intro, but it's so exciting for me to see folks excited about Xavier Worthy because I feel like, you know, I've been holding on to this for a few years now, and it's finally coming forward. You know, when you talk about his tape, when you talk about the stats, it looks like we're putting everything together to be a potential first-round NFL draft pick, and it looks like a first-round fantasy football draft pick. So it's an exciting time to talk about an exciting player. I'll let you go ahead and lead us into Xavier Worthy.
You've taught me something very important, Matt, over the last couple of years. A lot of things, but we'll just stick to this one thing for this show. You've always said, don't double count speed. We've always known Xavier Worthy is lightning fast. What we just learned is people had never seen any film are learning how fast he was. I watched the man for 3 years, as you mentioned, so have you. There is no question he burns everyone on the football field. Indianapolis just confirmed with our eyeballs and what we had already known for a real long time. In 2023, he garnered a plethora of rewards for Longhorns, Matt. He was first team All Big 12 as a receiver, second team All American punt returner, and third team All American All Purpose. When people discuss Xavier Worthy, I don't even think they get into the totality of how good and how versatile he can be from day one, Matt. They always just talk about pure speed. He posted a career high with 75 receptions this past year for 1,014 yards with 5 touchdowns. He also returned 22 punts, and you never hear anyone mention this, for 371 yards, averaging 16.9 yards per return, including the 75-yard touchdown. So Worthy can do a lot for you on an offense in an offense right away, including playing special teams from day one. In 2022, Worthy was second team All Big 12 after logging 60 catches for 160 yards and 9 scores. What's amazing about that, Matt, is that was a down year. Like, we had such high expectations, and Worthy didn't exceed what we had hoped. Because let's look back at what he did as a true freshman in 2021. The sleek sprinter earned first team All Big 12 and both the offensive freshman of the year and newcomer of the year in the conference, Matt. He established Texas single season marks for a freshman with 62 receptions, 981 yards, and 12 touchdowns. Matt, there are some beautiful touchdowns on film of that true freshman season.
And John, just not to cut you off, but I just want folks to know this was before the Quinn Ewers, you know, like Arch Manning quarterback era. Like, we're talking like Hudson Card here, folks. Xavier Worthy was elevating the quarterback play. So I want to emphasize how big that true freshman season was. The Texas offense was not Steve Sarkisian. It was not what you think of this past year.
You're right. I forgot to even – you're right. So true, Matt. I was trying to think quickly. Who were the quarterbacks? You're right. That's how bad it was.
I'm mad at myself for being able to pull out Hudson Card out of my head that quickly. I think it was Hudson Card.
I do think it was Hudson Card. In three campaigns, Worthy played and started every one of the past 39 for the Longhorns, and he recorded a catch in every contest. In high school, he was a four-star recruit who participated in the 2021 All-American Bowl. And also, we love this, Matt. He ran track and field. And as a sophomore, this is tremendous. I teach sophomores. So he's 15 or 16, Matt. He posted a 10.55 in the 100-meter dash, which is just incredible long speed for a young man. Matt, we know he's the flash on the field. What does your film study additionally add to this young man's profile?
All right, let's talk about it here, because there is nuance to Xavier Worthy's game. Like you said, it is more than just the speed, but he's fast, man, blazing fast in a straight line. But we talk about this, you know, all the time when talking about speed. You know, there's being fast, there's being speedy, and there's being quick. And that does mean different things. But guess what, folks? Xavier Worthy, he's all three of them. He can run in a straight line, he gets to top speed quickly, and he moves fluid laterally as well. He's explosive navigating the entire field. I don't want you to think that Xavier Worthy is a stick him on the boundary, let him run verts type guy. He can do that, but he can also work over the middle of the field, and he's explosive doing that and very, very fluid moving laterally as well. He's a great pass catcher. He's got reliable hands, and he keeps his body under control, which I really appreciate. Like when he's going up to get the ball, you know, moving that fast, John, and then stopping, it can be tough. And you see a lot of these fast guys play out of control. But Xavier Worthy, he keeps his body, you know, under himself very well. Now, you know, in terms of contested catchability, he's a smaller wide receiver. We know that. He's not going to be a contested catch dude. And he does have a limited catch radius. That's just being realistic about his size and profile. But I got to tell you, he's fearless working over the middle of the field. He's comfortable working in traffic. He holds on, you know, he can take a pop and hold on to the ball. So I'm not worried about his play strength adjusting to the NFL level. In terms of his route running, I like his ability to release. I think he's got a really clean release, and sharp footwork really helps him work through his routes. Xavier Worthy, he wins at all three levels of the field, and he does it in different ways. I love his slant off the line of scrimmage. We talk about this all the time, John. I love when my wide receivers can cut a slant because it really allows you to work underneath in the NFL. And if you have yak potential, which we'll get to in a second, if you have yak potential off a slant route, I mean, there's a lot that you can do with that at the next level. I like his deep out through the midfield. We saw Texas really target him in that way. And then I did mention it. You're not just going to line him up and have him run verts, but you are absolutely going to line him up and have him run go routes, right? Like you are going to have him push into the deep field. And so he's got a chance to be one of these wide receivers that has, you know, 15 and a half, 16 yards per reception in the NFL, which is rare, but he's got that type of ability. And tying it all together, he does have that yak yards after catch upside because he's elusive in open space. He's got good field vision. He's comfortable running with the ball in his hands. And as we said, my man is fast, fast. So you cut him a slant, you know, give him a drag. If he's able to turn the corner, turn up field, that's a big play right there. With Xavier Worthy in your fantasy football lineup, you're always going to have a lot of ceiling and a lot of upside. John, just like all of the upside that comes to being a rookie big board patron, you can head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard to get in on our super active Discord with personalized trade, drafting, roster overhaul advice, the rookie guide coming out later this month, the one-on-one draft consultation calls, so much good stuff available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And you can get in on it with 15% off on an annual subscription today. John, that's the film background on Xavier Worthy. We've talked about some of his stats, but would love to see how Xavier Worthy fits into your model of predicting success at the next level.
He's a little bit more complex of a prospect in my model than I think people are discussing. They're clearly focusing on the speed, and I get it. And I do love the film. But there are some concerns. He's 165. I mean, that's a little way below what I'm hoping for. You know, 170, 175 is tiny. He's smaller than that, but he's so good, Matt, at generating speed. And you're right, the contested catch passes, they're not going to happen with that body's frame, that arm length. So that's okay. He's going to beat people deep. However, there are two numbers that are a little concerning to me in my model. I've talked about it a lot, receiving yards per team pass attempt. For a home run hitter, if you had asked me to predict what that number would be for him, I would have said he would have exceeded my benchmark, which is 2.5. Matt, he's only got a 2.12. So he doesn't have a lot of yards despite this incredible home run hitting ability. Then when I went to PFF, his ADOT is 10.3. They are throwing him a lot of quick screen, short passes, not as many, and they're not connecting. Now, part of it's the quarterback play, right? You have to take it into context, right? Quinn Ewers missed a lot. There's some big drops. Every once in a while, he'll drop. So maybe if he doesn't drop or Ewers doesn't miss him, those numbers could skyrocket. So I think, hint, hint, a Josh Allen would have hit him on those types of passes, right? So there is going to be context in his profile. That's why I did elevate him up to a first-round grade. I think he's going to go late first round. But my model says there are a few kind of red flags. He's not a top 10 candidate. That's probably why he won't be in the top 10 overall picks. What I do like, Aerial Dominator, despite being small, he had a 25% Aerial Dominator. They had a lot of weapons with the Longhorns this year, and he still had a massive chunk of their passing yards. Matt, I like him. I have a first-round grade. I think he goes late on the first day. What's your fantasy football fans know?
All right, John, let's put it all together here on Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver out of Texas, starting as we do with the NFL draft capital. I have him going day one late to day two mid. That's my 21 to 50 overall range. So he could really land in that sweet spot late first round. We've got a lot of good offenses that we would love to see him in for fantasy purposes. You mentioned Buffalo. There's Kansas City. There's some really good options there at the back end of the draft. It's a little earlier, actually, but just Jacksonville. Couldn't you see that as a Calvin Ridley replacement there? That would be a really nice combination for Trevor Lawrence, not Matt Jones, who we just found out is heading over to Jacksonville as well. But if that happens with that draft capital, I think that he's going to be a late first round to early second round rookie pick. So I think his fantasy football superflex ADP will land somewhere between 110 and 202. I think that's going to be really the sweet spot at the turn for Xavier Worthy. And at that cost, John, I'm going to have good exposure to him. That's the range that I put him in. For me, that means 26 to 40%. So some pretty solid exposure. I want Xavier Worthy on my team because he falls in my projections as a weekly starter. You know, for me, you know, that weekly starter, that means he could be, you know, a wide receiver two really consistently. So that wide receiver 24 to 36 type range. But, you know, has the upside for some wide receiver one type weeks, some top 12 fantasy football weeks, which is why my fantasy football value comparison for him is Brandon Ayuk. I think, you know, if you look at Ayuk, he's a really consistent wide receiver two type guy, type production, but he could spike and have some big weeks. And I think that's the type of production. This is not a style comparison here, but in terms of fantasy value, I could see Xavier Worthy going off the board in a startup draft in a similar range to where you would take a guy like Brandon Ayuk. So Xavier Worthy overall, John, really exciting on my end of things, just like it is really exciting to see all of the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Head on over there to get in on the Discord, the rookie guide, the draft consultation, so much good stuff happening. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this rookie profile.